I'm going to go ahead and call the meeting to order. Everybody could please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Then if you could do the roll call, please.
Trustee Dye.
Here.
Trustee Freckleton.
Here.
Trustee Howard.
Here.
Trustee Quiatek.
Here.
Trustee Lloyd is absent. Trustee Lubai.
Here.
And Trustee Lupoli.
Here.
Any public participation today?
No requests.
Excellent. And with that, we will move on to finance/facilities.
Alan, come on. And thank you all for coming for this meeting. These are items that will help us keep some sensitive projects on time.
Good afternoon. Didn't even check it. I can be loud. I know you got to record. Good afternoon. We were hoping to have a few other items, but we do have two items to present today. The first one is in reference to the Daytona Beach Multipurpose Athletic Field, which we are trying desperately to get online by the national championship game in November, so we need some practice space. So in February of 2025, the board approved final rankings for pre-qualified construction firms for the multipurpose field. DE Scorpio Construction was chosen, and they have released pre-construction services to us in the amount of $16,000. It is recommended the Board of Trustees approve the contract for construction management at risk, construction management at risk for pre-construction services to Scorpio Construction in the amount of $16,000.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes.
All right, next one is some damage that we sustained during Hurricane Milton.
It's a $16,000, which is within mine, but it's tied to a larger dollar amount of like 1.8 or so. So that's, if you're questioning why it's such a small dollar amount, it's because it's tied to a larger project.
The entire project's probably close to $2.5 million when we get done. So, yeah. Item number two is some damage from Hurricane Milton that we sustained in the Facilities Services Building, which is Building 430. The roofs on the building were substantially damaged. Pursuant to Florida statute, we went out for bid. Tecta America, who is under contract with the state and the Omnia partner contract, gave us bids for $422,000, $226,000 for shingles. And then we asked for a competitive bid for roofing metal as well, just to see where we stood. It was about $130,000 more for the metal. With the amount of projects and the funds that we need right now, we're recommending that the board approve the $422,226 for the shingles, Building 430 Facility Services.
So moved.
Second.
Questions or discussion?
Yeah. Yep. So do you have an estimated difference in the life of the shingles versus the metal?
Typically, you'll get a 20-year shingle warranty. Most of the time, metal is 50 years. The issue now is with the insurance companies. They're not wanting to even honor a 20-year warranty. Now, we have a consortium insurance policy, which is a little different than your public policy. But overall, you typically will get a 50-year warranty versus a 20-year warranty, shingles versus metal.
And is this is there a repair being covered by insurance? You mentioned that you had the adjuster.
It is. We have confirmed with the insurance company that they are covering at least $400,000 of the damage at minimum. That was their estimate when the adjuster came out. But once we provide quotes, they'll typically go with the quoted estimate.
Is there any, in terms of aesthetics, does it not align with the rest of the campus look to have a metal roof versus a single roof?
Most of the campus is flat roof, so you don't really see it. The only other roofs that we have with pitched are the athletics building, by baseball, and then there are a couple of there's a storage building behind that that used to be childcare, but everything else on campus is pretty much a flat roof, so you don't see shingles or metal.
We have some accented roofs that are brown metal.
Yes.
On the UCF Daytona building on that side. And did Building 200 also have some of that too?
It has some facade metal.
Yeah. So I don't think it'd be. I know your question is, and it's certainly one worth entertaining if the board. You know, I wouldn't. We'd have to find the money, but I think to your point, 50 years versus 20 is. I think might be worth, you know, because you're going to spend, you'll have to spend that $400,000 again 20 years later.
That's
before
true.
Before you would spend.
That's right.
But if the insurance company.
Right.
And I guess that's the question. Would they cover the metal or they would cover the.
They won't cover the upgrade. No.
But they would cover the shingles. Right. So you just pay the delta.
So we would have the difference between $400,000 approximately.
I believe that's true.
And $652,000, which is the bid.
Right. I believe that to be true, yes. I believe they will cover, they'll give us the cost of the shingle repair, and then we would have to cover the difference.
Unless there's some significant reason or we don't just plain have the money, I think efficiency would be, and the way we would spend the money would be better for a 50-year roof than a 20-year roof, as long as all the other pieces of this discussion line up.
When Hurricane Milton happened, if we had had a metal roof, is there a chance that it would have fared a lot better?
Yeah, absolutely.
May I rescind my motion?
No.
And I, you know, this landed late, and those question probably would have been what I would have presented as well.
Right.
So I apologize for that because I would have went down that same line of questioning and probably had a different recommendation.
This was just added very, very, very,
very late. So I would support a change in the recommendation because I think we can find the difference.
But don't we have vote? We can
amend,
Mr. Chairman,
the recommendation. I think.
Yeah.
I guess the motion that might be nice is just so we don't come back again.
We have both costs listed, so you can vote to approve.
I mean, assuming the insurance company pays us the $422 regardless, then the metal makes sense to me. If it's lose the insurance, then obviously it's a different story. Yeah. I think. So,
may I modify my motion? I would like to modify my motion to move to the metal roof at the cost of $652,291, recognizing that we'll have to come out of pocket for a portion of that.
And just one other comment would be that so long as the vast majority, what is about 66% thereabouts, was paid by the insurance company.
Perfect. And if not, we'd go back to the shingles.
Correct.
Okay. I have a motion and a friendly amendment. Second. Any other questions or discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes.
Thank you, Randy.
Thank you.
No problem. Good catch.
Good afternoon. I have one item this afternoon regarding the ITN for the bookstore operations. You might recall last board meeting I brought forward and the board authorized the college to move forward with negotiations with the three firms that proposed on the campus bookstore operations. We moved forward with those negotiations that we think they went extremely well, brought all three forward and did that. Per the both the committee and in the financial offer from the top ranked firm here, Barnes & Noble, this is what we're bringing forward as our top ranked selection. In your packet, I think you had the proposed agreement that's still in draft form. We think it's in very good shape. We came up with the template, and it's been through our internal legal reviews. It's now in Barnes and Noble's lap to do their reviews and any edits they might bring forward. But I feel at this time that no financial terms will change because we nailed those down during the negotiation time. So the financial terms should remain as is. And it's important that we bring this forward to the board for approval. In keeping the process moving, we have a lengthy transition going from Follett now over to Barnes & Noble. There's a lot of things that'll shift and change, and we need to get them on board sooner than later to allow time for that to happen. So with that, you can see that that's a seven-year initial agreement, a seven-year term with an option of 5 1-year annual one-year renewals. And the financial terms were pretty good, so certainly stacked up against the others that were in the running. And today's market for bookstore vendors, they had a trying to think of everything that we got. We got a capital investment, a signing bonus. All this is outlined in the agreement. A bookstore or a book scholarship, annual $10,000 for book scholarships for students. So all in all, we really felt that, and their commission rates were above and beyond the other two, and certainly very good for the market. We actually hired Campus Bookstore Consulting as a consulting to help us with the process, and they did a tremendous job. They're in this environment every day, and they helped us both negotiate, also put together the contract, and are going to see this process through. So we feel very good that between our college staff and those consulting services that we've nailed down a good agreement here for the bookstore services for the future. So with that, I'd like to recommend that the board authorize the college to enter into the agreement with Barnes & Noble as presented.
Can I ask a question, Marty?
Yes, sir.
You made a statement about you were pretty sure that the financial terms of the agreement wouldn't change. Do you have some security for to make sure that
we have those offers in writing? We will not sign the contract unless we get exactly what was outlined in those negotiations and written offers.
Fair enough.
Yep.
This is something that it's more of little terms, but the dollars are locked in, and if they try to change it, we'll stop it.
So moved.
Second.
Any other questions or discussion?
I'll save mine for later.
Yeah. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes.
Great. Thank you very much.
And so I'll just a note on this. So with the bookstore, we've done a pilot, and they're big on this inclusive access program. And I think I mentioned it to y'all. But we looked at, the last time we sampled this, students save between 20% and 43% on their book prices, and it could be even higher. That was just a small sample that we did years back. So this program, once we continue to grow it, could save students on average between 20 and even 50% in their books. So there's an inclusive process we talked about. Nellie, for you, a little newer, and Kelly, I'm not sure if when we did it you were here when we piloted it, but we can adopt a book for a course and embed the cost into the fee of the course. When you do that, that's when you get like a 20 to 50% discount. But the nice part about it is too is you can individual students can opt out. So if my older sister went and took that class the semester before me or the year before me and the book hasn't changed, I can opt out, take the book, and so the student has that freedom. So you're not locked into paying for something if you're not going to use it or if you can get it cheaper. So it's a great program. It does save students quite a bit of money. And there are institutions that have gone 100%. We haven't committed to that with Barnes & Noble, but we have, so we want to grow that because it does save the students quite a bit of money.
Yeah, Tom, I know you and I discussed this. The thing that I saw in this whole, proposal was the long-term reduction in costs, and several people around this room know that I've been a big advocate when it comes to the cost of books for many years on this board. And when I still remember when Governor Scott appointed me, he had us read an article, and it talked about the cost of books, and you looked at inflation rates from the 70s, which the late 70s was when I was in college, to where we were in around 2013, 2014 on the cost of books. And it was almost 1,000%, I believe, that the cost of books had gone up, far exceeding any inflation rate gauge you want to possibly use. And it jumped out at me, and then I had a teammate at the bank at that time that was going to our school, and she started telling me about the cost of her books. And I guess I made it my personal topic that I was going to champion. And I got to hand it to Dr. Locklear and her team, and the way the whole staff here continuously tries to identify ways to find ways to lower that cost. And some of these books cost almost as much as a class or a good percentage at least. So I think it's great that we were able to enter into this arrangement. And I think, it takes us one more step closer to, further reducing those costs.
Any other comments? Okay. Anybody want to have some last-minute comments? I know it's at a special meeting, but I want to throw it open in case somebody has something they want to
go Falcons say. At 1 o'clock.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
ESPN Plus.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you. Thanks for coming, everyone.
Thanks, all right. Johnny.
Thank you.